1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Wendy Gillette in New York. The hottest month ever in Phoenix has been deadly for some. Dr. Jeff Johnston is chief medical examiner for Maricopa County.
First 9 days of July before we got into this really this excessive run, it was something around 13 or 14% of the bodies we would admit are potentially heat related. It's now over 50%, almost 60%, and some days it's 3/4 of the bodies we're admitting.
Severe storms brought down trees and power lines in the Washington, D.C. area. This woman lives in North Podesta.
We haven't had power. The backup generator wasn't working. It was on for a little while, then it went out.
Experts say now might be a good time to buy an electric vehicle. CBS's Stephen Kaufman reports.
No more online waiting lists when purchasing an electric vehicle. The time to go battery powered is now, says Brian Moody with Auto Trader.
There are plenty of them. Some of them have reduced their price.
Uncle Sam is also helping out.
Might be worth looking into the tax incentives if a person is so qualified.
A police officer in Frisco, Texas, who inputted the wrong state during a license plate check, got a hit for a possible stolen vehicle, triggering a high-risk traffic stop in which a family was held at gunpoint. Demetria Hurd describes what happened.
My husband explains to me that my nephew is in there literally screaming for his life and telling him, Uncle, we are about to die.
Critics of a proposed police and firefighter training center in Atlanta are trying to gather 70,000 signatures to get it on the November ballot. Curtis Duncan explains why.
This whole process has totally lacked transparency and has lacked democracy. So we just want people to be able to have their voice heard on this important issue.
Protesters gathered at the home of Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
The people united shall never be divided.
Angry about his policies at the southern border. An investigation is underway following two crashes at the Air Venture Festival in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. One plane crashed into a lake, killing two people. Two people also died in a collision between a gyrocopter and helicopter. Spokesperson for the Experimental Aircraft Association, Dick Napinski.
We have to look at each of these accidents separately because they are separate incidents. And the NTSB will be investigating. And they'll be looking into it to see what exactly the cause of those accidents were.
The stock markets ended the trading week with gains. The Dow added 176 points. The S&P 500 finished 44 points higher. And the NASDAQ was up 266. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed, the end-to-end hiring solution. Attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
With premium finishes and unbelievable torque, the all-new, all-electric 2023 Nissan Ariya is a silent ride with all the sensations. Brimming with style and innovation, the stunningly powerful EV flaunts dual monolith screens and a lounge-like atmosphere with its elegant, spacious interior design utilizing timeless Japanese futurism. The brilliantly fierce, all-new, all-electric 2023 Nissan Ariya. The EV for people who love to drive. Head to NissanUSA.com for more information. 2023 Ariya has limited availability. Contact your local dealer for inventory.
When you have trouble sleeping, it's tough. When kids have trouble sleeping...
Mom, I can't sleep! Dad, just one more story?
For nights like this, try Vicks Pure Z's Kids. Our great-tasting gummies are specially formulated for kids with a unique blend of botanicals and a low dose of melatonin to support their natural sleep cycle. Best of all, they're drug-free and non-habit-forming. Help your child fall asleep naturally with Pure Z's Kids Gummies. Consult with a doctor before use. For ages 4 and up.
The Todd Alba Show.
These fires in Alberta, they're just this very narrow jet stream, just bringing all that kind of smoke down.
What it does is those sunsets and sunrises, yeah. I mean, you've just got this massive deep red disc up in the sky. It's like you're in a Star Wars, you know, movie or something like that.
The Todd Alba Show.
Which makes sense when you look at the Civic Media lineup. I mean, we really look like the Cantina Bar as far as all the characters.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope, to give them hope that mom is going to be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Chance for scattered rain showers today, otherwise mainly sunny. Daytime highs approaching 79, winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows level off around 52. Highs around 83 tomorrow. Mid-80s Tuesday and Wednesday, with a chance for scattered rain showers Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 59.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Cripescast. I'm your host, Charlie Behrens. This is the podcast where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest. We are brought to you by Jolly Good Soda. And here is today's episode. Hello, folks. How we doing? It is me, Charlie, your fearless host of the Cripescast, joined by Colleen Maraca, Coco Maraca, for those of you who are friends with her.
Thanks.
Yeah. We have another episode of the Cripescast for you today. We're talking with a fella, one of my openers, one of my collaborators, one of my very, very dear friends, Andy Raffi. You might know him from some of the videos like Midwest Coming Out, First Time Camper, If Airlines Were People. Andrew has written acted in a lot of those. Mm-hmm. And it's just a good dude. But really, if you're listening to this episode, you're going to get a little bit of like what it's like being coming up as a stand-up comic. There's some stories from the road, because Andrew's been to a lot of different cities for me. And, you know, we have a very, Colleen, would you say brotherly relationship?
Married couple relationship is what I would say.
Yeah. And Andrew has, he's been, you know, with me on the road since the very first tour. Aww. So, it's been quite a ride. He knows everything about me.
I was going to say, you guys were talking about like going to couples counseling or something.
He was talking about that. I'm not, he brings that up like so he's actually serious about it. I'm like, dude, get wrecked, you know?
It was so funny though, because you guys were doing a lot of you accusatory statements rather than I feel.
No, it is his fault.
You
mostly.
Guys both were going like, you. It just was really cute.
That's,
I think,
a
you guys
weird
could
observation.
Definitely probably benefit from like mediation.
What? I'm not in a relationship with Andrew. It's a working relationship.
It just would be interesting to see like what the findings would be.
Oh, the findings would not be good for either
toxic
of us. We have a very toxic relationship, but it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. And it's also funny that I've noticed that a lot of your like your openers are Andy and Bill, and then you have your brothers Andy and Bill.
Oh, that's true. Oh my gosh.
So anytime I mean John is your brother and your opener. So
that's true. Maybe it's just I didn't even notice that.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
But anyway.
Well, that's good.
Yep.
That's good. That's a good observation.
But so, other than that, I saw on, I don't know if you were there, Bridget put a story of you guys' family reunion getting rained out.
Yeah.
Were you there for that?
I was. Yeah. We had our family reunion, the Behrens family reunion, in Fond du Lac, in North Fond du Lac. It was a park with a gazebo, which had a hole in the roof. And no sooner than we started did the rain come.
Really?
Yeah, washed out the, my dad put a duct tape pickleball court up, you know.
Oh, fun.
So someone had a net, so we took duct tape and lined it out. It washed away the duct tape.
Oh,
so,
no. Wow.
But what happened was there were a bunch of kids there, and they had one of the noodle squirt guns where you dip a noodle in,
yeah,
suck it up, and then spray. And I got in on that battle. But as soon as the rain came, it left all these puddles, and those kids just, I mean, it was like a water park. Every
so
puddle,
fun.
They were sucking up the water.
Oh, so muddy.
Getting some pebbles in there too. Those things turned into pellet guns pretty fast.
Yeah.
You know, so a lot of people got soaked. But it was great. My grandma Sue planned this thing with the help of my aunts and uncles on that side. And
how many were there of you?
Man, I don't know. There's probably 100 people. there really was. I mean, that's a family of 7. And then, you know, my folks had 12, and Chris has, I forget how many he's got, 5, something like that.
It's a good amount.
3. Everyone's got kids. And then there's my grandma's great grandkids there. They were the ones out there shooting the water and the pebbles, but it was a lot of fun.
Wow.
We had a good time.
That's fun.
Yeah. And then we went afterwards. We went fishing on the dock, on Lake Winnebago for a little bit. So anyway, great one. Folks, hey, we got these brand new shirts, Team Pop, Team Soda. Whether you say soda, whether you say pop, you can get those shirts on ManitowocMinute.com. Of course, you can get there too by going to KrebsCast.com, clicking on the merch section.
And one more thing too, your mom does a great job with the site, and she comes up with a lot of great bundles. And so right now we have a book bundle. You get the Midwest Survival Guide book, bottle opener, and a koozie for $30. So if you go to ManitowocMinute.com, click on the book section, it has I think it's like all the miscellaneous stuff that we got.
Yep.
Click there. You can get bundles and stuff like that. It's good for people going to college. It's good for wedding gift. It's good for a birthday gift, whatever. But yeah, we have a lot of great bundles. So
awesome.
Check that out. Yeah.
And I'm on tour. Click on the tour section and we'll see you on the road. All right, folks. Well, that's about it for now. Why don't we get to my conversation with my good buddy, Andy Raffi.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break. So we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with #CivicPints. Give blood and you could get a prize too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosures.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. Call, text, or chat 988 to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. 988, here to support you. Sponsored by Wisconsin DHS.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
4 degrees.
Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. He is Greg Bach on the board today. And we are talking to Dr. Kristen Lyerly because it is that time of the week when we do public cervix announcement. And we actually have a caller having a question. Mark from the SAC, what is your question for the doctor?
Well, it's not really a question, but I really appreciate the discussion here that I had a human sexuality class way back when. This is back in the late 70s when I was in college, and I, you know, learned all the lady parts, and that because I figured, you know, if I'm going to be, you know, engaged with women, that I should actually know what's going on rather than just being ignorant about it. And I think it would be a far better world if we introduced young women and young men, and at some point in school, with comprehensive sex education, because I think we'd have far fewer issues when it comes to, you know, that unwanted pregnancies and that, and people wouldn't be so uptight about stuff. That it just amazes me how we're backsliding here, and I smile every time I hear the public cervix announcement.
That's the goal.
Right-wingers and Republicans. Republicans, but I really appreciate it, and thanks so much for what you're doing here, and I appreciate you coming on and you know, trying to educate people, because it's something that unfortunately Republicans seem to be diseducating people these days.
Well, thanks for the call, Mark. I'm sure that sexuality class served you well in life in more ways than one. I would say to this day, one of my favorite courses in college was the evolution of human sexuality that took like an evolutionary biology look at all of the things that we do as humans, from marriage to mating to child like rearing and all of the different things, and looked at primates, but also looked at like different kinds of societies, whether it was agriculture or hunting and gathering. It was fascinating. And you can still, I think you can buy the book. It was by Malcolm Potts, and it's called Ever Since Adam and Eve. That was our reader. But Ever Since Adam and Eve, The Evolution of Human Sexuality. Can't recommend it enough. It is fascinating. And I am biased because I did work as like a sex health educator for a little while. So I find this stuff fascinating. I know some people blush, but I think it's very important. So I am very happy that you are here, Dr. Lyerly, every week for us to talk about it in a mature, informative way.
Me too. And, you know, as long as we're giving book recommendations, and Mark, thank you for the call and your thoughtful comments. There is a book called The Guide to Getting It On. And it is like the...
I had that book at 17. So this obviously was an interest that started early.
Yeah. It's a great book, and it explains all of the things, all of the questions that you have that you didn't know the answers to. They're in this book, and it really teaches you how to, I mean, most of us at some point in our lives have some sort of sexual contact. Mm-hmm. It teaches you how to do it well and in a healthy way. And man, if everybody had the strength to ask those questions and to, it's just so hard. It's so hard to talk about these things, but the book is a great way to get that information without having to, you know, ask another person. So The Guide to Getting It On, highly recommended.
It's also thicker than any dictionary you own, I promise.
No.
It is a thick, informative, well-researched book.
No comment.
It is like, it's...
And easy to read. And you can just read it in chapters. Like if there's a certain thing you're interested in, like go to the index, read it. It takes like a minute and then you're like, good.
Got it. All right. Well, we only have a couple minutes left. Which of the two new, the drug for Alzheimer's or the over-the-counter birth control that just got approved, which one should we touch on before we got to let you go?
Oh, Kristen, the pill. Let's talk about the pill because this is such a big deal. Yeah. So, you know, birth control pills have been around since 1960. So for a long time, we have been trying to get some sort of a pill over the counter for a very long time. Almost 100 other countries have an over-the-counter pill option. And we, in January or February, somewhere early next year, are going to have one too. It's the oat pill. We talked about this in the past. The oat pill.
Absolutely. Yeah. So that just happened this morning, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the notification just came in this morning. This has been a long time coming, and we knew it had unanimous approval from a pre-FDA board a couple months ago. So we've known that this has been on its way and it is finally here. And it couldn't come in a better time because, you know, now in the post-Dobbs era, although Republicans want to paint all of us as irresponsible people who just get pregnant and use abortions as birth control, those of us who can get pregnant know that that doesn't make any sense at all.
Yeah.
It's not the truth. So this is the game changer because there are a lot of barriers to receiving, to being able to access contraception. And one is you can't afford healthcare.
Yeah.
So if you can get this over the counter, if it's affordable and available, then people are going to use it. And there is no age restriction on the oat pill. So 15, 16 year olds, 17 year olds, people younger than 18 are having unprotected sex. Mm-hmm. They're going to be able to get this medication too.
Anything else people should, so January is, it's not going to be available this year, but that's looking like January. Anything else people should know if they are thinking that this would be their chosen form of birth control?
This is not the pill that we typically think of. So when we think of the pill here in the United States, we think of an estrogen progestin combination birth control pill. This is just the progestin. So it's the mini pill. For those of you who have breastfed, you may be familiar with the mini pill. It's not, it's a little pickier. It works by thickening cervical mucus and by preventing ovulation. So this does not cause an abortion. It prevents pregnancy. It's a little pickier because you have to take it at the same time every day. So you'll have to set an alarm on your phone or just have a, if you have a regular routine, that makes it a lot easier. The risk of failure is a little bit higher than with the combination contraception pill. So again, it, using a second method is not a bad idea, like a condom for a second method. That also helps to prevent sexually transmitted infections. So that's always strongly recommended. But overall, it is a very effective form of birth control. And we in the OBGYN community, I would have to say, as a community of women, are thrilled.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734. Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
What's that smell? You smell that? I hear that same thing every day. I'm Crust Buster Crockett, and I can tell you, I sure do smell that. That there's the sweet smell of cherry pie. That's the only thing you smell when Crockett's septic pumper trucks come rolling down the road to pump your septic and holding tanks. Hoo-wee! They sure do a good job keeping your system clean, and Crockett Septic can also take care of your porta-potty rentals, too. Just give them a call, 715-712-3456. Tell them Crust Buster Crockett sent you.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pump right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Yeehaw!
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crudités at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were crudy takes.
Crudies takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
This time next week, I'll be sick in bed with West Nile virus, thanks to a mosquito bite right in front of my house.
In 8 minutes, my daughter will be in an ambulance, having an asthma attack triggered by cockroaches.
I'm going to be bitten by a tick today. I won't even know it until Lyme disease turns my life upside down.
Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
It'd be great if life came with remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1 minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for scattered rain showers today, otherwise mainly sunny. Daytime highs approaching 79, winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows level off around 52, highs around 83 tomorrow. Mid-80s Tuesday and Wednesday, with a chance for scattered rain showers Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 59.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And we are rounding out this Friday with our final guest, who I'm very welcome, also welcoming back. We had Jacob Resnick, investigative reporter for Wisconsin Watch, on earlier this year when we were talking about the cryptocurrency mine up in, I am now blanking on which city it was in.
Park Falls.
Yes. But now we have you back because this headline caught my eye this week of your most recent story for Wisconsin Watch. With the headline, Wisconsin billionaires quietly bankroll effort to shrink state's social safety net. You don't say. Well, you know what? I think we all knew that the Republican lawmakers have been trying to squash our social safety net. What seems more breaking news from your report is who is trying is behind that, who is funding it, who would like to see that happen, not just in Wisconsin, but across the country. And so I guess not to let's not bury the lead. What is the Foundation for Government Accountability and the Opportunity Solutions Project?
Right. Well, FGA is part of the State Policy Network.
Okay.
And there, which is this kind of sprawling, overarching, conservative network of foundations that have a very strong legislative agenda across the country, of course, federally and in state houses. And they have presence in pretty much all 50 states. FGA is one of the Florida affiliates. In Wisconsin, we know like the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, mm-hmm. Badger Institute, these kinds of activist law firms and think tanks are in Wisconsin, but FGA is based in Florida, but they've branched out, and so now they've got lobbyists pretty much in almost every state house. They've got three retained lobbyists in Wisconsin, two of which are in state. They've got staff here, and I think they've got about 115 staff members across the country. And they're bankrolled by tens of millions of dollars from Bradley Foundation in Milwaukee, and also Liz and Dick Uline, who, you know, were also very active in, for example, the Wisconsin Supreme Court race. And they also get money from other foundations that also fund things like ALEC, who do the model legislation around the country, was big as well. And, you know, so that's basically who they are. Opportunity Solutions Network is their lobbying arm, because nonprofits, which are 501c3, are very limited on how much direct lobbying they can do. So they have like a branch, which is a 501c4, which is also a black hole for where the funding comes, but they share office space. I've got, you know, the business card from the communications director, who's a former comms guy for the state legislature,
Adam Gibbs.
And he has FGA. But then when he testifies, when he does his lobbying, he says, well, I'm actually a visiting fellow for Opportunity Solutions Network. And this is something that actually is a problem on across the political spectrum, across the ideological spectrum. And it's not something that the IRS is just not enforcing.
So that was going to be my question, because I do want to get to the intentions behind, you know, some of the bills that this group has been behind. But the secrecy around their funding, how they're allowed to kind of coexist and have a separation, wink, wink, between their lobbying division and their nonprofit division. Unfortunately, that is something that is happening also with left groups as well, right? As far as when we think about some of the really big donors and how donor tables and funding kind of happens when it comes to politics, like, it's murky across the board, is my understanding.
Yeah, it is. And there was a Supreme Court case in the last year or so that basically codified the fact that nonprofits don't have to disclose their donors. And, environmental groups like Sierra Club, for example, the early policy came, I think, during the civil rights era, when a deep South state, I forget which one it was, I think it might have been Alabama, tried to subpoena for the list for the NAACP. And, you know, to try to find who the civil rights activists were in their state, you know, and there was like, there's real privacy concerns. So I mean, this is going back and forth about like donor concerns, the rights of, the rights of affiliations and things like that. But that legal argument has now morphed to allow, you know, super mega donors to hide their money in very politically active foundations like FGA.
Yeah. And so you said it in the article and you said it just now, but because you said part of the reason why getting away with it is because of the underfunding, understaffed nature of the IRS right now. So technically, some of the things they're doing, they shouldn't be doing, because if the IRS was funded and staffed, they would be catching them?
And make it a priority as well.
Okay. Well, that's great. Yeah. Great. But those 80,000 IRS agents are coming to get you. So good thing we stripped that from happening.
What a relief.
So to back up a little bit, because we in Wisconsin, and I want to get to some of the bills that they've backed and been behind, but because we have Tony Evers, we have split government, they've been less effective here. So in some of the other states where there's not split government, what are some of the other examples where FGA has been behind bills that maybe some of the bills that have made national news?
They were successful in, I think, in Arkansas to loosen child labor protections, for example. There is also in South Dakota as well. It's still in the Missouri House right now. It hasn't gone that far. They've been also very active in election laws in Wisconsin and also in other states about trying to increase voter ID kind of things and different checks. There was an idea of having two different voter rolls here in Wisconsin. One, so if you're taken off the voter roll, you'd be like permanently purged. And so then clerks would actually have two rolls. Like, oh, used to be in that, you know, they pushed that idea that was considered problematic by the nonpartisan clerks in Wisconsin. They're also very against Medicare expansion. Medicaid expansion. One of the initiatives that they pushed against was automatic re-enrolling in Medicaid, so that if you're eligible for Medicaid, you have to proactively like go to your state government website. Anyone's ever had to try to access benefits in Wisconsin or other states, it's usually not that simple. And so the argument goes, people who are already have enough problems and are living on the cracks, that might not have the means or the education or the time or the wherewithal to do that kind of thing. So they'll just fall for the wayside. I mean, they're very ideologically driven that the state social net is holding people back. And this argument that having unemployment insurance keeps people on the couch. That was an argument that was put forward a lot during the pandemic when there was extra federal, the PUA came through and there was extra money and it was also extended. Although, after the smoke cleared, I was just looking back at the research and found that the worker disincentive kind of scare stories was not borne out in the data. PUA did not keep people from returning to the workplace. Because there were some states
that actually... Can you say that again? Because I feel like it's worth repeating. What did the data say?
That the expanded unemployment insurance benefits were not keeping people out of the workplace. It was other factors, And there were some states that actually... said no to the extra federal pandemic money. And this is what the studies were looking. They looked at the states that said no for the money and the states that kept the money, and they didn't find much difference in their employment rates. So FGA has been pushing this for a long time. As you said earlier, there was a raft of bills, UI overhauls that Tony Evers, the governor, vetoed last session. And FGA's urging Republican lawmakers in Wisconsin have brought many of them back, these same initiatives back, and where they recently passed the legislature, and we'll see what the governor does.
And so you said it before, but just as a reminder, as far as there's certain bills like you said, some of them are voting bills that we see bubble up. Some are Medicaid expansion. Some are... unemployment. So there's been different bills at FGA's. Is the correct way to form, is it that they backed it or that they drafted it? Because like you said, Alec as an organization is someone who just writes these state bills and then shops them around. And, some words get changed. Is that what this group is doing? Or is it more just, hey, you should look at this?
No. That's interesting because I looked for that model legislation. There is one bill that hasn't advanced very far in this session that would rename the unemployment insurance to reemployment assistance. And that's something that Florida did in 2012. I found South Dakota also did in a few years later. So that, it's the same idea that. But I didn't see any evidence of other cut paste kinds of things. And when I talked to Republican lawmakers, they said, no, that we can't really, that usually doesn't work out very well because there's one size fits all. But what they do and what they've been very open about is having these kind of legislative conferences and these education meetings. Well, they'll fly lawmakers, almost always Republicans from different state houses to a 2-3 day summit. The last one was in Nashville. Last December, there was one in Florida. And then they'll have them for 2 or 3 days. They give them dinner. They pay for everything. And then they just say, look, and they talk, and they talk. They get them in our room where everyone agrees with each other. And this is our agenda. And you've probably been hearing from your constituents about, can't find employees, can't find workers, this worker shortage. And then they say, well, these are our solutions. And so when I talk to Republican lawmakers, they a lot of them very earnestly feel like they're responding to their constituents' concerns.
Oh, that's interesting.
But you've got groups like FGA that have the spoon, they're spoon-fed solutions, which honestly, what we've seen the data and when you talk to experts, it doesn't comport.
We're talking to Jacob Resnick, who's an investigative reporter for Wisconsin Watch, about his newest article, Wisconsin Billionaires Quietly Bankroll Effort to Shrink State's Social Safety Net. And that's interesting what you just said, because I always think it's all of the data that comes out, because we're still at 2.4% unemployment, which is record unemployment for Wisconsin. We still have a bigger labor participation rate compared to most states, I think, as far as working age people. So in a lot of actual measurements, people are working in Wisconsin, and the problem becomes more like we need more people. And yet the like adherence to there's some magical group that is just, if we could just get them back in the workforce, these things would fix. And so you're saying, like, it's actually some of these Republican lawmakers you've talked to have said they it just doesn't compute, like that they believe that the latter is the truth.
Well, they'll say, my constituents call me and they say, you know, we have all these vacancies on our main streets and we don't have people. And there are real and they'll even say, and we know that there are demographic reasons for this. And you talk to DWD and they say, exactly, it's demographics where people are aging out, leaving the workforce. Mm-hmm. People are, and then there's also other structural challenges, affordable housing, transportation, childcare, things like that, that keep people out of the workforce. But FGA and groups like those are not, they're not interested in any of those kinds of solutions. Their solution is to cut what's left of the social safety net and to force people back, you know, work or starve, basically, to put it very cut and dry.
Very cut and dry. So I guess we only have a couple minutes left, Jacob, but what kind of triggered you looking into this as far as, in the, you know, as we said, the last thing you were looking at was crypto mines in Park Falls. So what like brought this to your attention and was like, this is worth more people knowing about?
You know, I've been kind of on a labor beat, and I'm always very interested in the unemployment insurance and like, you know, how much of that is a factor for the, you know, workforce challenges in Wisconsin. And I was in Madison when these bills came up, and I sat in the hearings and I was just really kind of impressed and kind of awestruck how quickly they were rushed through and how this organization that I had never heard of, mm-hmm, had so much clout and pull and had almost backslapping, like, well, who are these guys? And I didn't know at the time when I was sitting in the hearing, but a lot of the leadership and people in the bills, though, the week before, they'd been there, the lawmakers had been their guests in Nashville, Tennessee for like a 2-3 day, I think it was a 2-day or 3-day summit with other lawmakers. So they had been well briefed and they already knew what they were going to do. And so when it came down to actually have the hearing, there was very little discussion except from minority party. And so I was like, how has this happened? That's what led me to look into FGA, who these people are and how they operate.
Well, super interesting. Thank you so much for writing the article. Thank you so much for joining us today. Jacob Resnick is an investigative reporter for Wisconsin Watch. Have a great weekend. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Kristen. Bye.
All right. We'll be back after the break.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosures.
Could there be a better name? Auto Value Parts Stores. They aren't just about air fresheners or fuzzy dice. Auto Value Parts Stores are all about parts, auto parts, and advice. Pros who know auto parts with tons of tips when you need them the most. You want real value? Don't go to a place with a cute name. Go to Auto Value. Could there be a better name? I didn't think so. Your Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
They are our cuddlers and coworkers, purr machines and love bugs, and constant companions. They are our pets, our family, and they make life so much better. When we face unexpected challenges in life, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission to support people who love their pets and the pets who love their people, ensuring these families stay exactly where they belong, together. And you have something to offer. With an open heart and mind, there is nothing you can't do. There's no gesture too small or too big when it comes to helping. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. You can help keep pets and people together. Visit petsandpeopletogether.org to learn how to be a helper in your community. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Mettenair. And we have the one and only Maggie Dawn in the studio. That flew by. She's actually going to stick around.
Oh, good.
So, yeah, we're just going to, she's going to stay here through the top of the hour news. And we're going to keep talking about some of the stories she pulled. So stick around after this segment. But this is a segment we do on Fridays with our civic media host guests to see, because, you know, we all talk about the news, but there's a lot of news out there.
Quite a volume.
Always interesting to see what people have picked up on during the week. So it's there's six questions, multiple choice. We go back and forth, and then there's one at the end where whoever says the answer the fastest. Sometimes it's not a tiebreaker. Sometimes it is. We don't take this very seriously.
No.
There's no fabulous prizes involved, unfortunately.
Other than bragging rights and blank talking rights.
Yeah,
right?
There you go.
Totally. I love that. But I do have to disclaim, my head has basically been completely up the sales tax for 2 months. Like, I consume what I need to consume to get through the day and do my show. So nobody hold this against me if
no
I sound like a total idiot.
Not at all.
Okay, good.
All right. So since you're the guest, you get to choose if you want to go first or second.
I'll go second.
All right.
Honors to Jane.
Jane.
All right. Let's do this.
Israel. Oh, no. Shoot. I already screwed this one up.
Benjamin Netanyahu, Supreme Court.
This is a layup for you. Which country's parliament passed a law this week diminishing its Supreme Court's power?
Don't tell me it's Israel.
Oh, Jane's got one.
Well done, well done.
Okay, so this is a Wisconsin question. After complaints and lawsuits and money wasted and trying to fire Megan Wolf, Republicans have jumped on the early voting train.
Yes.
What is the name of the RNC's new campaign to encourage early voting?
Ooh.
Maggie, you have a multiple choice.
Oh,
so one, get counted. Two, own the libs. Three, bank your vote.
Bank your vote. It's bank your vote.
Or is it four, mea culpa?
I wish it was mea culpa. I also like own the libs more, but it's bank your vote.
It is bank your vote. All right, 1-1.
All right, well done.
Jane, which of these is not a headline about bills Wisconsin Republicans introduced this week?
Which one is not?
Which one is not?
Okay,
so three of these are real. We're back to three headlines and a lie.
Okay.
Legislative Republicans introduce bill protecting right to garden. Lawmakers seek to introduce tax rebates for gun safe purchases. Survivors of sexual assault could go after rapists for child support payment under GOP proposal. Republican bill proposes eliminating sales tax on baby products like diapers, cribs, and strollers.
It is the rapist.
That one, that's the real one or the
fake
one?
That's the real one.
Three of them are real.
Three are.
Yeah.
So okay. we got gun safes.
Gun safes?
We've got you'll get child support if you get raped and we force you to have a baby.
Yeah. Only if they're convicted.
Right.
Okay.
And right to garden.
Right. Okay.
Right to garden is a thing.
And the baby products, finally taking the sales tax off of those.
That one.
That one's real.
That one's real.
I was going to say, no, it's got to be the baby one because that might actually help some people out.
I know. The guns. That's why I put two in there. The gun safe's not real. But the sales tax on baby products, sexual assault, and the right to garden. All bills introduced this week.
Yeah, the right to garden. I've been fighting for that.
I didn't know anyone was coming after your right to garden.
I mean, can we organize a protest and we're like literally with pitchforks, except they're going to be used for gardening purposes?
All right, moving on. Back to international news. South Korean. I keep reading this wrong. This week, South Korean scientists announced what breakthrough of a lifetime that is skeptical to the scientific community. Is it A, room temperature superconductors? B, the darkest shade of black ever? C, general artificial intelligence? D, self-replicating black holes?
Self-replicating black holes.
No, unfortunately it is room temperature superconductors.
Oh, wow.
So this is funny. When I watch a ton of Jeopardy.
Okay.
Jeopardy's fun. I hate Mayim Bialik as a host, by the way. We could do a whole show just on why. And every time a category comes up that's about outer space and like chemistry, I'm like, oh, I got nothing for you.
I got nothing. I don't know any of this.
You give me some pop
periodic
culture.
Table? Yeah.
Nothing. Zero chance.
All right, Jane, on average, which state's residents eat dinner at the earliest time? Oh. Maine, Arizona, Wyoming, or Pennsylvania?
Pennsylvania.
Ding, ding, ding.
Really?
Really?
Yes. Wow.
I would have thought it was Zona because all the old people.
Right. That was a complete guess.
All right. Maggie, which early 2000s game relaunched this week? Club Penguin, Neopets, Moshi Monsters, Webkinz.
I have no idea what any of those things are.
I'm right there with you, Maggie.
It's Neopets. I don't remember this. Do you remember Neopets from the 2000s?
There was some other, like the Pokemon Go and the thing, the widget pet. Zero of that has ever hit my radar.
Yeah, I don't remember. I remember Tamagotchis, but I do not remember
Neopets.
Neopets.
Never heard
of them.
But
they're back.
Okay, well,
whew. All right, are we tied up?
No, I think Jane's beating me, but we'll call it a tie to make it interesting.
Yeah, we'll call it a tie to make this this last one. All right, so this is whoever answers it first.
Okay.
Who is the new Brewers outfielder who had a sensational major league debut last weekend?
Klemchek? I can't remember the guy's name. It starts with a K. I tweeted about him. He had a great game where he went, what was it, like 4 for 4, hit a home run, had an RBI, and two incredible outfield catches.
Name.
I can't remember.
Jane, do you remember we talked about it yesterday?
I know we talked about it yesterday. I'm going to call him Sparky. I have no
Sal
idea.
Frelick.
Sal Frelick. Klepchik. It was. You know what that was? It was like, maybe I need to be tested for dyslexia because it was like Frelick backwards and like mixed around in my head
just
with
like
some
an
sales
text.
Yeah, and then like out came.
All right, well.
Sal, yes.
I'm going to give you both C's.
Yeah, we passed, Jane. C's get degrees, baby.
I'll take it.
That was really funny. But yeah. So what do you got for us when we come back? Anything you want to tease for
some stories
you've rounded up?
So in the early 90s, they unearthed like a 2,000-year-old grave off the coast of England on this tiny island. And it was literally from the Iron Age, which was one of the most violent times in human history. And what do you think was in the grave? And we'll talk about it when we get back.
That is a great tease. All right. When we come back from this break, Maggie Dawn's still going to be here because she's on vacation today.
Vacation!
And, Jane will be here. I will be here. This is As Goes Wisconsin. Stay tuned.
I want to go back. Here is the news. Somebody has broken out of satellite too.
Here is the news.
Look very carefully, it may be you.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist you locating services. 211 is free and confidential. Trained referral specialists will help you
get connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211.
Parents make a lot of promises to their kids. We promise to be there every step of the way, especially on those wobbly first steps. We promise to always keep them safe. I mean, nothing's more important to us than that. And now, all kids 6 months and older can get a COVID vaccine. So we've got another way to keep that promise.
We can do this. Find vaccines near you at vaccines.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Wendy Gillette in New York. Millions of Americans are getting a cool down following a steamy Saturday.
Sunday, the sun comes up, and it's a different atmosphere here. Humidity has dropped across the Northeast, parts of the Great Lakes, even New England, and our temperatures some 10 to 15 degrees cooler.
The Weather Channel meteorologist Paul Goodloe, but the relief will be short-lived for some.
They're hot, it's humid, and it'll stay that way. We're talking the heat builds back into the Southeast for much of this coming week.
10 dogs died while being transported from Chicago's O'Hare Airport to a canine training facility in Indiana after the vehicle got stuck in traffic and an air conditioning unit failed. Jenny Weber is executive director of the Humane Society of Hobart, Indiana.
I don't think any veterinarian would have signed off on the health certificate given the temperatures.
As the world heats up, some cities are experimenting with cooling technology like coating pavement. KITV reporter Betty Cross is in Austin.
Menardis Drive in South Austin got sprayed with the light-colored seal that reflects sunlight last fall.
On an average, it could be anywhere from 2 to 5 to 10 degrees, depending on the conditions.
UT professor Dev Niyogi says it's enough of a difference to make a city more livable.
Russia says Ukraine launched an attack on Moscow.
A major Moscow airport was briefly closed following what Russian officials call a three-drone attack in and around the Russian capital. They reported one injury. Russia also claims there was another drone attack involving some 25 of them in Crimea, which Russia took from Ukraine about a decade ago. Russia says its forces destroyed 16 Ukrainian drones.
CBS's Tom Foti reporting. Australian researchers have made a breakthrough in the early detection of prostate cancer. Scott Maiman has more.
The breakthroughs got the medical world excited.
There
is a very accurate detection of the cancer.
Researcher Professor Doug Brook, he says the discovery of biomarkers are helping to determine when a patient needs treatment.
The biomarkers perform with high sensitivity and high specificity.
The tests have so far been reliable in identifying the early stages of prostate cancer.
A new record was set at the Swimming World Championships.
Another victory for Katie Ledecky.